Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good Thursday morning. Expect a more summer-like day today. High near 86. I'm Jim O'Hara with news on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. It's 4 after 9. The U.S. Department of Education announced on Tuesday that the University of Illinois had not met its obligations to assess hostile actions on campus against Jewish and Muslim students. The DOE Office for Civil Rights reviewed 135 potential anti-Semitic incidents and 4 that were potentially Islamophobic. John Coleman is the provost at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He says the university is responding by training faculty, staff, and students about anti-Semitism and how it's experienced by the Jewish community.
Every group who's feeling a certain kind of, whether it's harassment or concerning behavior, we take all of those seriously. We make sure that those individuals in those groups feel that the university has their back and supports them and is including them fully in the life of the university.
The university also plans to increase monitoring efforts through surveys to prevent discriminatory incidents in the future. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, increasing clouds with a high near 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., low around 59. On Friday, sunny, high near 72. Expect gusty winds tomorrow. On the weekend, sunny both days, Saturday up to 68, Sunday's high 75. On Think, if one person in a relationship holds the purse strings tightly and the other wants to spend freely, can they coexist? Money and relationships at noon today on Think, here on WVIK.